The desire to leave one's home country is what we're considering in the latest installment of our series, American Dreams. Today's young Americans are more likely to live, study, and work abroad than previous generations. And as they travel the world, they're abandoning some of the traditional tenets of the American dream that their parents held dear. Here's NPR's Sam Sanders.
Jennifer Lahr has the itch to go overseas. She's 24, and she's already spent a year studying in France, 2 years in Rwanda with the Peace Corps, and she hasn't had enough yet.
I'm about to start my internship, actually going abroad again to Uganda.
Lahr is part of a growing number of 20 and early 30-somethings who are creating an American dream that goes beyond U.S. borders.
Two out of three of this age cohort have passports.
National pollster John Zogby writes about the American dream. He has a name for these young people. He calls them first globals.
They are well-traveled. Technologically, they have networks that include people all over the world. They have a desire to be nimble and to go anywhere and to be anywhere. They also have a desire to change their world and feel like they're well-positioned to do that.
It's a generation just as likely to watch the World Cup as the Super Bowl. And they're not just the children of the wealthy and the educated, says Zogby.
This is expanding beyond the Wellesleys and the Stanfords. It's different now.
The numbers prove it. More than 270,000 students studied abroad last school year. That number's three times what it was two decades ago. And colleges around the country are well aware of this trend. Here's a recent video promoting study abroad programs.
The world's a big place outside the United States, and college is a short 4 years you don't want to waste. If you want to go abroad before you graduate, you better get on a plane.
Also, the internet and social media have made every part of the world seem instantly accessible. And America's youth is just more diverse and international than ever. Zogby says these first globals are putting less emphasis on accumulating traditional stuff and more on acquiring experience. Take Jennifer Lahr. She could do without the house.
People will always rent you apartments wherever you go.
She could do without the kids.
Not every woman wants to have a child and be a mother and just be in the house all the time. And
she could even do without the marriage.
You know, I've been in a really long-term relationship, and we're really happy the way we are, you know, and we can be committed to each other without having to necessarily have someone approve it.
Zogby says that all of this is reflected in his research.
The permanence of owning things doesn't exist. The permanence of living somewhere doesn't exist. The permanence of getting a job and holding on to that job for the next 40 years doesn't exist.
For many of these first globals, the idea of public service is a common thread. Lamika Castillo is 28. Her family is from the U.S. and Panama. She studied and traveled in Mexico, Costa Rica, and Guatemala.
My American dream is for other people to be able to achieve whatever it is that they would like to be able to achieve. It's not really about me and what I have as an individual. It's more about trying to make a difference in the world.
It's a sea change in orientation.
That's Franklin Gilliam. He's the dean of UCLA's Luskin School of Public Policy. He sees lots of first globals on a daily basis. And compared to his generation, he says this one has a new way of viewing the world.
They understand this idea of a shared fate or a linked fate, that somehow what happens to somebody in Mumbai may in fact have consequences for what happens to me in West Los Angeles.
The larger world is an extension of me, so I feel an obligation to get to know what that is. Otherwise, I feel like I'm walking around with blinders on.
That's USC student Julia Capizzi. She also says her American dream is better than her parents because she and people like her aren't afraid to literally go anywhere to accomplish their goals.
I think that my generation will be more fulfilled than my parents' generation.
John Zogby says the Capizzis, Castillos, and Lahrs are here to stay, as is their version of the American dream.
There are going to be so many families out there where Papa's in Singapore and Mama is in Mauritius and baby is somewhere back and forth.
The question is, what will that baby's dream be? And will it even be called American? Sam Sanders, NPR News.